Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. Lots going on in Carson City. And in fact, one of our own local assemblywomen, Annie Black, the assemblywoman from District 19, was right in the midst of it, trying to get a motion passed to open up the legislative building. Right now, you and I can't get in to see our laws being made. And that's wrong. Annie Black joins us from Carson City. Annie, first of all, thanks for joining us. You have, even though you don't caucus with the Republicans, you have not been silent. You are not going quietly. And you came close yesterday to maybe opening up that legislative building. Tell us what happened yesterday.
Hey, Kevin. We decided that I'm going to make a motion on the floor to get the building open. Made a statement and made the motion to open the building. And Speaker Pro Tem Yeager called a quick recess and then ignored it. The motion had a second. And as a matter of fact, the Democrats had just, they're trying to say that it was out of order, the order of business. But they had just done the same procedure, I believe, last Friday on some stuff that they were doing. So it clearly was, in my opinion, up to the speaker on whether or not to put the motion to a vote, and then he chose to just ignore it.
Annie, I have never heard a good explanation for keeping this building closed. You can go to a Walmart, you can go to a ball game, you can go to all kinds of different events and be exposed to people who might be carrying the coronavirus, although many less people are going to be doing it now with the vaccinations. Has anybody ever given you an explanation that makes sense as to why we should have the building closed and why the public should be shut out of this process?
No, they haven't. And I think actually his response after some time last night was that there are people in the building that have to be here to work, and so we should remain closed until it's safe to open it. And my response to that is, you know, the Golden Knights just played. They had 2,605 people in the stadium. Every school county or every county in the state right now has school going back to at least hybrid, right? Even Clark is going back to school. And teachers have to be there, I presume. Otherwise, I don't know how we're teaching school. But I don't understand how you can justify having all these other things open, but not the legislature.
What is the standard that they're going to use that tells them, okay, it's okay to let people in again? I mean, have they given you any kind of an idea of what kind of numbers it's going to take? Positivity rate, death rate, hospitalization, stuff like that?
Oh, no, of course not. But I do keep hearing this statement that, you know, we all need to hurry up and get vaccinated because we don't want that to be the reason that they hold over our heads for not opening the building. But to my knowledge, everyone has either been vaccinated or been offered to have been vaccinated, and so including employees that work here. So I'm not sure what the criteria is for them.
Again, Annie Black joining us, Assemblywoman District 19. She is a freshman, and she is making waves. Now, you had a couple of co-sponsors, or certainly somebody that seconded your motion, and who was it? Jim Wheeler?
Yeah, so Jim Wheeler seconded into my motion. He's the leader of the Freedom Caucus. And then another Freedom Caucus member, John Ellison, was also in support of having a vote. So that was promising.
Are you confident, or have you gotten any reason for optimism that we will reopen the building sometime soon, sometime before June?
I'm not confident, but I know I've heard, some Democrats remark that, oh, we should maybe be open in the next month or so, just kind of in passing and walking around talking to people, but who really knows? I'll tell you this much, I'm not going to give up, so I'll just keep asking and making the motion every single day as long as we're closed, and I guess, we'll see where that goes.
And just for the record, when you came back from the recess, the hastily called recess, they just ignored the motion? I mean, the motion was on the floor, wasn't it?
Yep, the Speaker Pro Tem called called a one-minute recess. I appealed the decision because it just was, you know, following along with the protocols there. Because we wanted a vote. We wanted to do a roll call vote. And whether it was to say that the motion was out of order or to say that we were going to open the legislature, we want people to be on record with how they feel and what they think so that the public knows how people feel and what they think. And I think that's more than fair. So he called a recess. Susan Furlong, Robin Titus, and a couple of the other, you know, Democrats that were filling in for TBT and our Benitez Thompson and Speaker Frierson all had a little powwow. And when they emerged from the recess, it was just, we're moving on to, you know, statements about it's Women's History Month. Like it was never, the motion never happened.
Wow. But you say you do intend to offer that amendment again, or to offer that motion again. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do it as long as we need to do it until we get people on the record. You know, keep the building closed if that's what you want to do, but at least be honest with people about who's in favor of that and who's not in favor of that, because people deserve to know that at least. And you know, in the meantime, we'll keep working on that, but my concurrent resolution to end the governor's emergency declaration to allow the legislature to open the to end that and open the state back up is going to be introduced tomorrow. So I'm kind of working on two different things, and hopefully at least one of them pans out.
One of the problems is the BDRs, the bill draft request, usually at this point don't have legislative language. Every day passes and more bills get some meat on the bones. Talk a little bit about your other bill draft requests and the bills that you would like to see become law that you're involved in now. You're just waiting for legislative language.
So AB 120 came out. That's our bill that ends the state business license fee. Originally, we were hoping, or we were going for any business $400,000 or less profit would be exempt from paying that fee, but we discovered that only five states in the entire country even have a state business license fee. We're one of them, and we charge the highest fee, so I want to amend that to basically get rid of the fee altogether for every business. The second one is the joint resolution that we just finally got yesterday that I just mentioned, and so we also, I think one of the next ones that'll be coming down the pipe is none of the above. So that's our bill to put some teeth into that none of the above option on the ballot. And we also have our Slam and Jam Prevention Act, which keeps bills from being voted on unless they've been posted to the public and to legislators for at least 48 hours. We also have our CONES Act, which is our cutout non-essential spending. That's our basically our anti-appropriations committee. So we got a lot of stuff we're working on, but it definitely feels like our bills are taking a while to get drafted. So
I have heard that frustration from other members of the body, and I'm just curious, as a freshman, somebody that's new to all this, what were your expectations coming in, and has it been different than you expected?
Yeah, a little bit in the fact that, you know, I expected coming into this to be the opposition party, not the minority party, but I feel like I knew my bills probably weren't going to see the light of day, but I feel like it's even more important now for Republicans that are here to be standing up and pushing back against what's going on. And I kind of got that in concept before I got here, but now it feels even more important, because if your bills aren't going to pass, the second best thing you can do is keep these bad bills that the Democrats are pushing from passing. And I didn't really completely understand that until I got here. And I think that's the most important thing that we can do as Republicans.
What are some of these so-called bad bills?
Oh, geez. There's, extending AB4, which would keep the mail-in ballot thing going and the ballot harvesting going. And
is that bill, is that the Jason Frierson essentially memorializing AB4, taking it out of the emergency realm and into the way we do business in this state? I mean, he's been talking about it, but has he posted that yet?
I haven't seen it, but that doesn't mean that it's not out. It just means that I'm focused on whatever's coming at me in my committees. So I haven't seen it. I'm actually not sure it's out yet, but I've heard a lot about it. So, but yeah, it would just basically keep AB and AB4 from sunsetting, right? Which is pretty much their MO. Everything they pass, taxes, all these different things, are always going to sunset. But strangely enough, they never actually do.
I'm curious though if the pace of play, if you will, has frustrated you the way it has some other members of the legislature. The fact that I think as of Monday, they had only passed three bills over the course of 4 weeks. Does that frustrate you a little bit? The pace at which the legislature is moving.
It frustrates me a lot because the only thing that you can come to realize is that all of this stuff's going to pile up at the end, and clearly there's not going to be enough time to go through it and review it and know it and have really good formulated questions and lines of defense for committee hearings. And, you know, and that's obviously done by design, right?
I would think so. Then you just jam stuff through at the end. Under cover of darkness, and nobody knows what gets passed.
Right. Well, you know what? I have a little bit of hope. I feel like we're up here pushing back, and hopefully that's going to get some other legislators to, you know, I think it already has, to kind of join in the cause. And we're talking. We're working behind the scenes, trying to be organized. You know, caucus or no caucus, we're all still conservatives at one level or another. And, you know, I'm trying to work together with people to make sure that we're organized and ready to take these guys on as much as we can be.
Your bills, have any of them been called up for hearings yet?
No. I'm working right now on getting some business people and large business groups to come on and help support AB 120 to abolish the state business license fee. Because obviously that would be beneficial to all of us business owners, but and maybe if we get some excitement built around it, it might get heard. But who knows?
Annie, if folks want to reach out to you, and I'm so devoted to what you're doing. But I think because of closing the building, the limits of technology, a lot of folks maybe can't reach out to you. What is the best way of reaching you, whether they live in District 19 or if they live somewhere else around the state?
Well, it's funny that you asked that. So I just basically told everybody in the whole state that if you live in a district, whether you love your legislator or you don't, I'm more than happy to adopt you into Assembly District number 19 and be your representative. And if you need something, you're more than welcome to reach out to me. You can always go to my website, electannieblack.com. And, you know, I've been getting into the habit lately of giving out my phone number. If people want to text me, my number's on my website. So my number, my personal cell number, my email address, all that stuff's on there. So one way or the other, whether it's me or somebody from the team, we definitely get back with people, and you know, that's our job. That's what we feel like we're here to do. So
Annie, thank you so much. It's always good to talk to you, and you're right in the middle of the fight there in Carson City. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and thanks for everything you do, Kevin.
You are quite welcome. Annie Black, Assemblywoman District 19.